Good morning, if I have any boys and girls, children of all ages. Please come join me over here. No, I don't have a skit for you all, if that's what you were thinking. This is purely a teaching decorative attire. I'll be right here, sorry. To any of our families out there, raise your hands, mamas and dads, if you grew up in a church where they had the good old-fashioned children's sermon. Mm-hmm. Do you remember who did it and what they taught on a few of the times? We did one of these last May around Mother's Day. So you can actually see. This way. Thanks. There. Okay, you can just face me. I'll just let the parents know what we're doing, and then it's just about us. It's not about them. Well, on fifth Sundays for children's ministry, I found it very important as the children's director to cancel our normal clubhouse upstairs. We, of course, still keep the nursery and the preschoolers because I know all ages' attention spans. But for our clubhouse kids, even as a mom of children in our program, I think it's so important for them to take part in communion and baptism. And they'll miss it if they're up in Sunday school, if they maybe aren't coming to 9 o'clock or they only come at 10:30. So for our fifth Sunday new tradition, we will have children's sermons while Pastor Doug and Pastor Brian do communion and baptism in between. So I'm pretty sure that even though I'll be teaching to children today, I think our moms and dads can come home with a lesson too. Do you think? Okay. Well, do I normally dress like a scarecrow? Some might think I'm a farmer. No, but you know, I have been teaching for quite a while and I love my costumes. And you've joined me on my farm here with all of my important farming things, like pumpkins. That's about all I know. Yep, I'm a farmer because I have a pumpkin. And it's fall, and I was thinking about what God wants to say to us today, and I think, you know, you're going to see a ton of costumes in the next 2 days. And the whole reason you dress up is to get what? Candy. Well, I got that too. But I love to play dress up as a kid. Did you guys ever, do you dress up? Sometimes you're superheroes. You're a knight. Sometimes do you dress up to be a superhero? Do you dress up to be a firefighter, police officer? Who's princesses? Do you have any princesses? Yeah. Do you have a tiara at your house? Mm-hmm. And like a little princess tutu? Because it's fun to dress up. Dressing up means we're going outside of ourselves. We're imagining ourselves as something different. And our imagination is a wonderful gift from God. And I do love to dress up. So even though we're going to dress up and maybe get candy and we're going to dress up to be somebody different, we might even dress up and be a character in a play. And then we're somebody completely different. We're not even ourselves. So we're playing a part in a play. But God says in a very special chapter that we are to take off the masks. And it's not a literal mask because I don't walk around every day with a mask. And believe it or not, I don't dress like a scarecrow every day. But if we take off the mask, it's to be real with God. And my favorite thing that I've learned as a singer and as a believer in Jesus is that there's only an audience of one. When we sang that wonderful hymn, Great is Thy Faithfulness, it's a wonderful hymn where we're realizing we're singing all of our praises to God, and it doesn't matter who's around us. And I love it when Pastor Doug sometimes says that even if you're not a great singer, it may, you know, the people in front of you might hear you, but to God it's a beautiful voice. Well, he made no mistake when he made you, and he made you to be a wonderful child of God and to take off the mask and be real. And I was a kid once, and I know that sometimes we have pressures. And sometimes we want to put on the mask of being cooler than we are. Because if another kid sees another kid fall down and they all start to laugh, is it easier to defend the child, or is it easier to just laugh along with them? We should defend, but sometimes we're like, I don't know if I should do that. But that'd be taking off the mask. Because if you know that that person's hurt and injured, it's kinder and a better choice to help them up and to take off the mask of being too cool for ourselves. What about when we see all kinds of things on TV? I have a Nintendo, but I want a better Nintendo. Or I have those pair of shoes, but they don't look as cool as those shoes. We're taking off the mask of letting the media decide what we want for our lives. And we can decide. That's having a life of contentment, being okay with what we have. Well, take a look up here. Here's my little farmer. And we're going to look at Colossians 3, 12 through 15. And the very first part of the verse is super important. It has five things to remember, and I think we can put those in our brain today. Since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourself with a tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Now close your eyes and think really hard. Is there one of those that you have an idea for? Because I'd love to hear from you. Who has an idea for humility? Who knows what humility is? That's kind of a big one to start with. Should we start with love? Who has an example of when you chose to show love? You took off the mask and you showed love. Can you see that? Think about it and come home. How can we show love? And then we're going to add it to our farmer's clothes.
You can show love. You love your parents.
Do you show love by listening the first time? Oh, that's amazing. Okay, close your eyes again. Think really hard of how you could show kindness. Got one for kindness?
When someone's hurt, you can help them.
Good job. Okay, close your eyes again. Oh, thank you. Mercy. Do you know what mercy is? Oh, he's trading words. All right. Gentleness. Riley, right here.
I help him on his wheelchair.
That's right. I don't know why he whispered. Patience.
By waiting for them? Instead of hurrying.
How patient are moms and dads on Sunday morning? I'm feeling convicted. I'm pretty sure my voice isn't, okay, just take your time. We'll get there when we get there. Maybe that was a good one for me to stick in my overalls. I'll remember to dress my overalls in patience on Sunday morning. Okay, the next two are pretty difficult, but mercy and humility. Can you think of anything with mercy or humility? I don't think you do. It's okay. Those are big words. You want me to help you? Who wants to just hold it so they felt like I had a role? You should play with them. That would be definitely showing mercy to someone on the playground who has no one to play with. Great example. And humility. What do you think, Ben? Nice. Yes. Thanks. And also with humility, that kind of goes with being humble. Do we sometimes feel like we have to one-up the story before the next one? I got this really cool pocket watch. Oh, yeah? Well, my watch is digital. That's not showing a humble spirit. We're trying to one-up the person in front of us. Sometimes I just saw a great thing about thinking before you speak, and if it's not going to encourage, if it's not going to change the outcome, if it's not to uplift somebody else, do we need to say it? So humility is just being happy in the body, the face, the shoes, the clothes that God puts you in. Because we have to show a sense of being humble. So this is how we dress our farmer. These are just five simple things that God asks us to do every day when we get clothed. Now, it's not a literal form of clothing ourselves, is it? It's a spiritual form that we need to remember. The second part of the verse says, make allowances for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Ooh, big one. How hard is that? Do you all have siblings? Mm-hmm. Do you have to say sorry sometimes? And what do they need to say in response? it's okay, I forgive you. I make my students do that too. Because you can, even if you don't say sorry in the nicest of hearts, then you just have to say it again, don't you? But how often do we really take a deep breath and say, I forgive you? And sometimes we can't always forget the wrongs against us, but we do need to forgive. And we make eye contact, and we really show our apologies, and we really show the forgiveness to the person who's wronged us. So we, and you know why? Because guess what? We're not perfect. Did you know that? It is the most refreshing thing you can learn about yourself, and moms and dads can learn about your children. We're not perfect. I have never met a perfect child, and I've been teaching for 12 years, and I have four beautiful children. But they're not perfect. I'm not perfect, and I get to sin, and I get to have failures, and I get to have successes. Because if God made us all perfect, we would be a very haughty world. We'd have a really hard time dressing ourselves in humility. So we have to make allowances for others' faults. People are going to wrong you. People are going to hurt you, and we have to be able to forgive them for that too. The next part of the verse says, above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds us together in perfect harmony. If you have a deep love for others, and you have a deep love for Jesus, and Jesus is living in your heart, and he's real, and you can feel how his grace and peace surpasses everything in your day, you will outpour love, and you won't even know it. Because you'll be the kid who plays with them on the playground. You'll be the kid who helps somebody out because they dropped all their school supplies. And instead of laughing, you don't. You help them pick up instead. That's being filled with love. And the last part says, let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and to always be thankful. Well, I kind of love that part too, because I'm kind of thematic, if you haven't noticed. And we're coming upon a very thankful month. And I think that we forget how fortunate we are. We have more than we could ask or imagine. And there are people all over the world who have so little, and they are still thankful. That's refreshing to me. So I would really love for you to think about this week, how you can take off the mask and be real with yourselves, be real with your friends, and let God just fill you with his grace and love, and that you can be clothed and share that with other people today. And one fun way you get to do that is not only am I going to give you a large candy bar, but I'm going to give you two. But you're only going to eat one. Because I want you to think about and pray about somebody that God would love for you to bless their day tomorrow with some candy. They should wait till after school. That's my class. So I have a take-home sheet about being an audience of one, and there's scriptures that you can look at throughout the week. Have a seat. Just a minute. On this paper, you can look at lots of different scriptures about how we are only set on this world to please God and not others. That we are called to dive into his Bible and to just fill our hearts and minds with the right things so that we can do the right things with and for others. And so look at some of these scriptures, and you can see my little farmer. And think about how you can clothe yourself every day, like the book of Colossians says. Thank you. We were going to sing a song, but I think we won't. Unless you all want to join us. Oh, yeah, thank you. I knew Vicki would say that. Okay, why don't you stand up? I'm going to teach you a song. Because you know what? This song has all of the words that are part of our little sermon today. Can you stand up, please? Okay, can we pat our legs?